You're on air, Clive. Okay. Hey, Bill. Bill's the guy who builds Span. This is the guy that I'm running the Spankel radio show with, you know, which will grow. He's the guy that came over from the islands off the coast of America to be a captain for me, to take me across the oceans when I was a greenhorn. Anyway, going back to yesterday, because we did come on a bit strong about the thing of wee-wee or urine. Today, a friend visited me and he pointed out to me that if it wasn't for people weeing or peeing in each other's boots, England would not have won the war. I said, "What do you mean there?" George Scott, his name. He said, "Well, you know, when they were in the trenches and they got foot rot, they couldn't come out of that water, and the feet started to look like broccoli or cabbage. So to cure themselves, they would pee in each other's boots." Well, I told you yesterday I got peed on by the Indians in the San Blas Islands, by the Kuna Indians, to cure the invasion of what they call spiny, you know, those spiny things that live under the ocean. So I got cured and lost the pain. So that's just a backup on that one. Ralph Johnson was a friend of mine, Ralph, way back in the 70s. And he used to live in the States, and he was a professor at the college, I think the Yale College, University. But he was what they call a hippie one, like Timothy O'Leary. You might remember Timothy O'Leary. Well, we'll talk about him later, but he was the man who popularized LSD therapy, psychology, a way of putting away your psychological problems using LSD or lysergic acid. Well, Ralph Johnson, he was a professor at the university, and he just had enough. You know, he realized he was teaching the kids some of the silliness of America, you know, the American dream, big American car, 10 fridges, television in every bedroom. And as he had a family, had a couple of kids and a beautiful wife, he decides, "I can't go on with this anymore." So he built himself a boat, a schooner, and he decided to set sail. And he set sail down the Bahamas Islands as far as he could go. And that's a long way down, you know. It's on the edge of this great big reef where there are, I was going to say thousands, but that might be exaggerating. I've seen about 30 wrecks dive in that reef. It's what they call the triangle, the Bermudan Triangle, you know. It's part of the triangle, and a lot of boats have sank there. Anyway, he sailed all the way down to the last island, which he called Indian Key. Indian Key, and then you sort of take a right, sort of a turn down to the Concagua area. The Concagua area is a group of islands where the English were the last people to send the convicts to. You know, then first they sent them to Australia, didn't they, on the prison boats. First they kept them anchored in the middle of the Thames in London, and then they decided to send them to this new country on the other side of the world called Australia. Because they couldn't control the natives, so they thought, well, we'll send these, as they call them, criminals. But they were just people who, well, you know, just people. People are people, and if some people get involved in things that the other people don't think are right, we call them criminals. Well, I don't really do that, because the system in which we live and the education in which we're forced into having is now being proven wrong. You know, that we, why do, why, you know, it's just obvious we're just killing each other for no reason whatsoever, except to make the ammunition and gun makers richer and the politicians richer, isn't it? The reason why they send off these little children 17 years old to kill each other, and they don't even know what they're doing, and neither do the people who are sending them, except the capitalists who create the wars. And this is a fact, that wars are created for people to make money. Ralph Johnson, the professor that sailed down the islands in the schooner, when he got down to this last island, he hit a reef. Now, hitting reefs is something that I've done a bit of with my boat Survival. It's a normal thing we do because sometimes we go into waters that don't have charts, no maps, and reefs are things that you can't see. And if you're in the Bahamas Islands, they have these stony fish. And when you're sailing along, suddenly it looks like the water's breaking over a reef. There's white water and it's bouncing up and down, but they're not really reefs, they're called stonefish. So you never know, really. Ralph sailed down and hit a reef, and his boat sank. So he took his wife and his family ashore. Well, he had to swim ashore, didn't he? And there was a cave, and that's where Ralph lived for many, many years. With his wife and his kids. And at the end of the cave, in the cave, they made the bread. They made the bread from the wheat, and they grew that as well. And they got into making all sorts of different types of foods. And then curiosity, the people's curiosity, people started to sail down in their yachts and boats to find out where Ralph was. Well, Ralph decides to open a foundry, you see, because he knew when he was at the Yale University, one of his things that he taught was arts and crafts, as well as sciences. And so he built a foundry, a small foundry in the sand where he could cast making from taking the fish, this dead fish. The name of the fish, I can't quite remember at the moment. It's a fish that dries up and you find them on the beaches. And in the, many years ago, jewelers used to get these fish and use them as molds. Because what you can do is you can take a ring or a diamond or whatever you want and press it into this dried fish, which you find on the beaches in the Bahamas. And then you can pour liquid after you've melted it, that is silver or gold, or even lead in my case, because when I was a kid, I used to make lead soldiers from them. And you can create jewelry. Well, he made some little models of dolphins and started a little factory. So people started to sail down to buy Ralph's dolphins to put on leather thongs around the neck. And then Ralph became very famous as an artist. And then the boats came down and they commissioned Ralph to make all sorts of, beautiful creations for the boats. Why am I mentioning this? Well, Ralph fell out of what they call civilization and he had nothing, and he was washed upon an island. But he ended up, there's a pub down there now on that island, a pub, can you believe that, run by his son. Ralph's passed on, and his family continue to live there. And I just thought I'd mention that. Now, I'd like to talk at a later date about my association with the film business, how I got involved in that, the whys and wherefores, and the reasons why I'm not satisfied with certain people. There you go. I think that's it.